The U.S. Supreme Court announced yesterday it will hear the case of James McKinney. McKinney was convicted of two counts of first-degree murder in 1991, and the court will look at two main issues in the case, including the question of whether a court should correct a defendant's sentence to reflect current law and resentencing. For more on this, we turn now to Jordan Rubin, legal editor with Bloomberg Law. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning. How you doing?
Thanks for joining us. I appreciate that. So I want to start with just a little bit about this case. It's an old case. This goes back to 1991, and he is on death row now. Give us a little bit of the history.
Sure. So this case stemmed from some pretty gruesome crimes back in the early 90s. And as you mentioned, it's been an old case that's been kicking around for a while, as these capital cases often do. And the case has been on appeal, and then more recently, a federal appeals court, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, said that there were actually some legal issues in the case, and they sent it back. And when the case got sent back to Arizona's Supreme Court, they again ruled against Mr. McKinney. But he said that his case actually should have been sent back for resentencing in front of a jury, and that the law as it stands now should actually apply to his case, as opposed to the law as it applied at the time that he was tried and sentenced, which is the state's position.
Right. This seems like an important issue, right? If the laws have changed in that time, then that would be something that would be, he might have been tried differently. How many cases might this apply to if it does go in his favor?
So looking at some of the legal filings in this case, it looks like in Arizona anyway, it could apply to some 20 cases. And so certainly that in its own is something that's incredibly significant. And so obviously, both Mr. McKinney and anyone else who could be affected are going to be watching this case very closely.
What exactly, what law are they looking at here that has changed and that might result in a different outcome for his case?
Sure. So there's a few different laws that are at play here. But one thing that happened since Mr. McKinney was convicted and sentenced back in the 90s is that there was a Supreme Court decision in the meantime which said that it's actually juries who get to weigh the factors in a death sentence and get to find facts that will lead to a death sentence, as opposed to judges, as the law was prior to that. And so now that his case has been upended, in a sense, by the federal appeals court, and it's being reviewed again, he wants the law as it applies now to take place in his case, as opposed to the older law, which the state wants, because that's more favorable to their position. Obviously, they're looking to uphold what's already happened.
Jordan, in the philosophical sense, and I'm not sure if this just applies to McKinney or generally, but there's been, certainly it hasn't happened just the last couple of years, but a last certain period of time, we've seen a lot more debate about whether capital punishment is appropriate. States have decided, even in Arizona, which has been a very pro-death penalty state, there have been concerns about how it's been carried out, whether there's drug availability. How much does this case potentially play into the entire landscape of that?
So I think this case is an example, sort of a part of a smaller issue. It's not going to sort of tackle the death penalty as a whole, as a prior appeal from Arizona sought to do, which was rejected. So this is sort of an example of the justices kind of chipping away at what might be seen as a smaller issue, but one that's, you know, incredibly important nonetheless, just as to the mechanics of how these cases are carried out. But I would say it's one example of sort of a discrete legal issue, as opposed to taking on the broader philosophical question, as you say.
And in the last minute we have left here, any sense as to why the Supreme Court took this up? I mean, is this something that was surprising to anyone?
Well, that's always the million-dollar question. You have to look at the sheer thousands of petitions that come to the Supreme Court, and so the odds are against anybody who's bringing an appeal. And so I wouldn't say that it's incredibly surprising that the justices did grant the case. At the same time, had they rejected it, I would say that that wouldn't have been too surprising either. But all it means is that there are four justices, which is the number that's required to grant a case, who, for whatever reason, wanted to take this up in order to potentially sort of settle what might be a discrepancy in the law between the way that different states and jurisdictions apply the law as it is today versus jurisdictions that might be applying an older law, as in McKinney's case.
All right. That's Jordan Rubin, legal editor with Bloomberg Law. Jordan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.